Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Raising of the Dead, where Jesus has raised several people back to life. And one of the more popular stories is the rising of Lazarus. My story here today is a two-part series, starting with Jesus traveling from village to village. Jesus was traveling, going from village to village, teaching about the kingdom of God. The brother of Martha and Mary, very good friends of Jesus, was very sick, on the verge of death. So Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that their brother was dying and that he needed to come immediately so that he could be healed with the touch of Jesus. The runner went forth searching for Jesus from village to village. And when he found Jesus, he told him of this impending emergency. But Jesus' response was not exactly what he expected. The sickness will not end in the death of Lazarus, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus stayed in the village an additional 2 more days before even mentioning anything about Lazarus to his disciples. At the start of the 3rd day, Jesus gathered his disciples and said to them, "It is time to go visit Lazarus and wake him from his sleep." Wait a minute, Jesus. We're not going back to Judea, where Lazarus lives. They'll stone us. Are you looking to die? If Lazarus is just asleep, then his sister can care for him. We do not need to get ourselves killed over a sick man. My disciples, let me speak plainly. Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sakes I was not there, so that you may believe. So let us depart to wake Lazarus from his sleep. One disciple named Thomas jumped up. Let us all go with him so we can die together. My hope is you caught the subtlety in the story that Jesus let Lazarus die. He could have picked up his things and ran to Lazarus' home and rescued him from death, but instead, he decided to wait until several days after he had been dead before even starting his journey. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.